What is the result of greed? By Angie Mac Riley. We have branded ourselves as the country of greed. From that greed stems the workaholism that builds bigger houses than destroys families. From that workaholism stems a chronic fatigue. From fatigue stems illness and a faulty perception of what is meaningful in life. We stop excelling in our relationships. We drift into spectatorship and criticism and judgment and bickering and hating and killing and killing and killing. So here we are. This is what we have reaped for stealing and conquering and killing as a nation, for targeting and destroying vulnerable groups of people, for the sake of monetary gain, sexual pleasures, and relief from our deep-rooted depression. The cup of greed is brim and overflowing into our most vulnerable spaces. This invasion has caused quivering among the innocent. They do not feel safe. Their basic needs are not being met. Our country is quaking with the anxieties and the anger of the people who are waking up to realize that a country that we were taught to believe in has failed them miserably on so many levels. Land of the brave? They are not brave. How can they be brave to speak their truth when nobody is listening? No, they are not free. They are slaves of politicians and Wall Street. We must wake up. Digital dictators will trump humanity if we do not awake from our slumber, use our minds, and defend what it means to be human. So this is where you ask, Alexa, what is the result of greed?